Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Malone. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Malone.
Welcome to episode 102, a new spin on your sphere of influence. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today I want to talk to you about an age-old subject, the sphere of influence, otherwise known as the circle of influence, known as a few different things, contact list, but ultimately these are those people who not only do you know who they are, they know who you are. They know you, they may know your family, but they know more than just the base level. And when they see you, they're ready to talk with you about things. This is a list of people that we can grow, we can cultivate, and we can further incubate as we work with them. So today I'm going to go over the whole entire process up and down. I know I've talked about it once before, but I want to put a new spin on it. I want to wake this subject up because I think too many agents out there are sleeping. Right now I hear agents blaming people like, oh, there's not enough listings on the market. And then they put some weird Facebook post up about, oh, you should list with me. And it's like, oh yeah, yeah, everyone's going to just call you because of your Facebook post, just like you're going to change the political environment by writing something dumb on there as well. No, we need to get over that. It's not going to happen, right? So one of the problems that we have with inventory is we have a lack of outbound. We have a lack of people working their circles correctly. We have agents waiting for the next Zillow lead all the way through waiting for their clients to call them from a Facebook post. So let's break down that circle of influence. First off, talk about who would be in there. So we're going to have a lot of different people, right? We have everyone from maybe a gym instructor. We have roommates, coworkers, networking acquaintances, family, friends, people you have in your regular interactions in life, hairdressers, past clients, sports teammates, dentists, doctors, doormen, tax persons, car wash person if you're washing all the time. These people who know you could even be the guy at 7-Eleven. We want to add them to our circle. So how are we going to do it? What are we going to do with them? So first off, you should be working with a CRM system or a contact manager of some sort. If you're not, you're lying because you're just not using it. They're in all the different systems. You can use it in Google. You can use it in your phone. You can use it wherever. But what I highly suggest doing is working in a good CRM system. Over at Movementum Realty, we give all of our agents one at no cost to them, which manages all their deals, leads, contacts, documents, and everything like that as a one-place login. So having a system like that, you want to log it there because you want to get it in one place good first, and then you can download what's called a CSV file, which is a contact file, and then you can import it anywhere. What that means, layman's terms, is you can take the information that you've already plugged into the computer once and you can put it everywhere else in clicks of buttons versus having to rewrite it every time. So just like they teach you to back up your iPhone or your regular Android device on the regular, you're not going to have to worry about that on the aspect of now we're going to put it all into here and we're going to make sure it's there and we can syndicate the content. Of course, you want to make sure it's like our system where it's backed up quite often and also doesn't really have a true delete button more than a recycle bin. We want to set certain things like that up, but that's why you want to work with someone who takes care of you on that note anyhow. So you want to either get a great contractor or work for a company that already has one in place to take care of it and help you with the process so that you're never worried about losing those contacts. Because after putting this in, it can become very stressful if you would ever to have lost it. So we're going to take all these people's contact information. We're going to take their names, their emails, their phone numbers, where they live. We're going to take down items like if they're dogs, cats, how many kids they got, if we know the kids' names, all the great notes we have about them from working with them so that we can better work with them, what their job is. Any information that we know about these people, we want to write that down. Why? Because when we work with people, it's really important to work with them, right? We're an advisor. Stop being a salesperson and thinking you can just sell them houses and start realizing that we're in a relationship building business where if you build the relationship, you will sell them houses time after time after time. And if you sell them houses correctly and non-salesy and you mentor them like we do over here at Movementum with the Move Mentor principles, you're going to have a much better reaction by the person, because when you work with them on their level, they're really going to be excited and they're going to do more deals with you. They're also going to become raving fans, which is going to lead to more people following you, more people joining your circle, more people growing. So I want to break it down just a little bit and give you some numbers and some coordinates to kind of match and meet so that way there you're not just shooting at random. Typically, it's about 150 to 250 people in this circle for people. The digital world may have confused people because they have 5,000 Facebook friends, but let's not talk Facebook friends. Let's not talk, you know, tweets and Twitters and all these other things. Let's talk real contacts, powerful contacts, people that you want to continue to work with. So if you have that crazy list, how do you consolidate it down? Well, think, are you going to want to do all this work that I talk about here to keep that person in your inner circle? Because remember, we have an outer circle and we have an inner circle. Our outer circle, which most people don't talk about their outer circle of influence. We can talk about that another day. I just come up with the topic actually off the cuff right here. But that outer circle is your marketing. The inner circle is totally different. Your marketing is still going to focus on gaining circle members and maybe your circle grows. But always when you grow your circle, not that you're kicking people out of your life, but you may want to remove somebody that's maybe not cultivating, maybe they're not producing, maybe they never give referrals, they have never bought from you, but originally you thought that they were going to. You do have to follow that end of it too, but today we're talking about adding to it. We're talking about building it up. We're talking about putting it into your CRM system so that way there you can get that CSV file, which again, layman's terms, is that file where your contacts can be taken from one system and put in another. Say you wanted to start a constant contact or something like that, and you wanted to have that where your contact says, you would just take him and put him right in there. So now let's talk a little bit more about the power of this circle of influence. So I always talk about the idea that, you know, it all depends on who you know, people say, right? But the truth is, you know a lot more people than you do, just not directly maybe. Because within a known 150 people, if you really think about it, you called one of them, they call another person, they called another, and we do what's called the 6 degrees of separation. We run six deep. Your conversation is going to run very far. It may run as far as the president of the United States, for all you know. A lot of us know politicians who know other politicians who know others. So if you went six deep, could they make that call? Question is, probably they could. You know, the answer really is that. It's like, you're not really that far from anybody. It's just knowing how to properly leverage off your circle, which most people really, they don't leverage off their circle. They feed off their circle. So leveraging off your circle is using the power of your circle to grow, but you're going to add to your circle. You're going to add value. You're going to back value, right? You're going to make sure that not only you're using their contacts, but you're using your contacts to help them grow as well. Because circles help each other. We all work together to grow each other. So as this raving fan is talking about you and they're out with their people, they're helping you grow. So when you're there and maybe they own a business, support them, help each other, make sure to take care of your circle and cultivate it. Now, when it comes to contact, you're going to want to contact these people at least 6 to 10 times a year. And I know that might seem like a lot to some people, but it's really not. And it's very important because we want to do everything from texts and emails all the way to actual lunches and other times where we see them. I know right now times might be a little bit tough for certain things, but make sure to keep Zooming people, make sure to keep FaceTiming, WhatsApping, whatever you do that you get on the face with them on the idea of seeing them and you seeing them seeing you and you seeing them, really get back on that. Try to really create those relationships, but also think, you know, birthdays and all sorts of things. When's a good time to reach out? Gifts we've got, we can give them different pieces of information, like it's been 5 years since we talked and your house is now worth this, but learning to constantly be reaching out, but also knowing that you're not gonna reach out and just say, hey, do you wanna buy or sell a house? We're going to add value to them. We're going to tell them one of the neighbor's houses went for sale and it's very comparable to yours. Did you see the price? We're going to tell them things that come up. Hey, do you want to meet at this lunch? It's on me. I haven't seen you in a while. I want to catch up and see how the house is going. Or, hey, I happen to be in the neighborhood this week and I wanted to drop off a gift basket to you guys. I had been thinking about you. It's been a few since we last talked. Making sure that it's not years and stuff since we last talked, making sure that it's on all the time. So also another thing you want to do with these people is you want to group them when you put them into your CSV or contact file by what they are. whether they're family, friends, past clients, acquaintances. And don't worry if somebody lands in more than one group when you tag them in these different groups in your CRM system. That's perfectly fine because some people are in more than one group. But what's embarrassing is when somebody gets something like, hey, thanks for buying from me, and they're really a seller. So make sure you're good with your categories, put the right people in, and then just get it there. And once you have that set, you can use that for email marketing. You can use it for so many different campaigns. You can also, if you have a team, tell your team member to reach out to all the friends and family list or whichever list you want them to actually reach out to versus every single person on our contact file in general. So the bigger your circle gets, the more that having categories within your circle is going to help you ultimately manage them better and make sure you get a hold of all of them. One of the things you want to do when you look at a contact management system, you really need something like what we have here, where you can set reminders and tasks for years or whatever, decades or centuries in advance, right? You can set as many as you want, can set when to remind you, how to remind you, text, email, all that. When you build great technology like that in a one login type location, it allows you an agent to be out there just crushing it and automatically getting these reminders later on. So as you're entering your contacts, I suggest you put in those reminders, and then every time you get to a reminder, set a new reminder, or better yet, if you have a system like ours that's able to do recurring tasks, then do a recurring. And that way there, you don't get to a long period of time where you haven't talked to your contacts. Because remember, not all your contacts are going to directly immediately give you real estate, right? They're not going to go, oh, here's a deal. But what we can do is when we're at dinner with somebody and they're like, how's things going? Oh, great, I had a closing the other day. And we can do these little soft touches throughout our conversations that remind them that we're a real estate agent. Because I'm going to be honest with you, oftentimes when you hear about your family or friends buying through someone else, it's a depressing situation to be in, but it's really shame on you most of the time. It's that you didn't reach out these massive amounts of times, and that, you know, Tatiana, the real estate agent down the street, has been poking and prodding them 100 times over the past 10 years when you only reached out to them for Christmas and Easter because you're in family and you were going to attend the same event. So you can't be the person that's one-sided and think that everybody's going to just think, oh my God, that person's amazing at what they do, so I'm going to call them. It's about contact and relationship, right? It's about building with people and being friendly with them. So whether you're a new or an existing agent, getting on building your circle it's got to happen right away. I can't believe you're not doing better with it. I can't believe you buying and selling houses with people and dropping them like it's hot because they don't have any money to give you after you're done. If you build a business like that, you will never see the snowball effect of a relationship-based business. When you have a relationship-based business, you're writing these contacts down, you're sending them mail, you're sending them gifts, you're going by and saying hello, you're checking in with them with market statistics, you're having great email contact, you're sending out cool things, maybe recipes, maybe, you know, local sports schedules, whatever it is that's your niche group, you're going to have a business that everyone else wonders how it grows. There is no secret to real estate. We are a relationship-based business where you need to be adding relationships and you need to be maintaining relationships at a high level or you will fail. Period. End of story. You can work the phones all day long and do the hard work, but at the end of the day, there's only so much time that you have. Don't forget when you're building this out as well, if you're a new agent or an existing agent, doesn't really matter, you someday will probably have teammates or other people you collaborate with. The more you put in your system for notes, the better your collaborators will be able to collaborate with your clients. So remember your clients in order to have a seamless experience with not just you, but other people. This is exactly why these systems exist. And I know you may be saying today, why the heck is he talking about a team? And it's because I believe you can earn a lot of money very quickly in real estate when it's properly implemented. And when you need to hire, you need to hire and you need to watch the signs, because sometimes they come earlier than you think when you find yourself not being able to do all the important and necessary tasks to be a successful real estate agent. Over here at Movementum Realty, we are currently hiring. We're looking to hire a lot of agents all throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island. If you're thinking about starting a career in real estate, or you're already in real estate, reach out to us. We can do anything from help you learn how to get a license, all the way through put your license to better work and better use than it is right now. Don't let your license just hang on a wall. Join a team that cares and really wants to take you and pivot you towards a very successful career in real estate and learning how to earn six figures in real estate your first year instead of struggling. Thank you so much for listening and have a great afternoon. Make sure to subscribe, tell your friends and family about it, get moving and do that licensure class, do that move from brokerage to brokerage that you know is gonna work out. Do that actionable step today so that way you can succeed tomorrow. Thank you so much and have a great afternoon.